Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am pumped that you're here and this topic is so freaking juicy, so buckle up. We're talking about instant gratification and essentially the world that we live in and how we're socialized to want things to happen right now or even like yesterday. So when things are taking longer for us to get wherever we want to go in our life, our career, our relationships, whatever it is, we feel so freaking frustrated, which is understandable. But how do we navigate that? I want to have a real talk conversation with you about this because you know on this podcast, I like to think of us like we're girlfriends. So we're going to dive into the juicy juice. But first, I got to keep you in the loop. We are closing registration for my personal development community, The Collective. So if you have been wanting to join us, this is legit your last chance in 2020 to join this community. And if you're not familiar, let me kind of give you a little bit of backstory actually of how The Collective actually came to be. So I started this podcast about 2 years ago. And as it started to gain some traction, I had a lot of women that were coming to me saying that they wanted more deep dive content, more than I could on a podcast. They wanted more connection to me, as in getting more personal connection to me. And they also said that they wanted more connection to other women that are on a personal growth journey because, gosh, there is so much freaking power in the me too. Like, I've been there. I've got your back. We're doing this together. Come with me. Let's figure it out. I'm confused too. What am I doing in my life? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out together in community. So in January of 2020, I developed The Collective, which is a global personal development community that now has about 1,500 women with all different interests and backgrounds and stories and goals. They're all ambitious, go-getter, busy women that want to level up in their life, their career, their relationships, their business, their health goals, whatever it is. And every month, we have a different personal growth topic theme. And how it works is you're in a Facebook community and we do fun things for us to get to connect, like virtual coffee chats and happy hours, but also we do workshops. And every month with our topic theme, for example, last month was all about managing stress and anxiousness. And this month is all about expectations and boundaries. We've done topics like perfectionism and self-awareness and identity and vision, all sorts of different topics. And I go out and do a bunch of research about that topic because I found that a lot of women, maybe you can connect to this, you're busy, right? Which is why you click on a podcast like this that's a shorter episode because you're running around doing all the things. So maybe you don't have time to sit down and read all of the books, but you want all of this information on how you can level up in your life. So I go do tons of research, condense all of that research into a workshop that I host via Zoom for our members. So it's a cool way for us to get to connect, for you to connect with other members. We do fun giveaways. And then those workshops are always recorded and uploaded to your portal. So if you can't make it live, you can always watch the recording. On top of that, I bring in a powerhouse keynote speaker, which is typically a best-selling author, someone that can really add a ton of value and do a keynote in our community. And we do fun things like workshops that are hosted by members and all sorts of opportunities to connect in our community. So honestly, if you're looking to level up and you want more access to personal growth content, you want to be more connected to me and to women from all across the globe that just get it, then this is your chance to jump in. The community that we're building, I am so unbelievably proud of. Like, I'm so excited for what's happening in 2021. I have so many ideas for this community and I cannot wait to have you as part of it. So head to the show notes or you can go to KeishaFitzgerald.com/the collective. If you're on my text list, you can text me collective or any questions that you might have. Of course, you can slide into my DMs. Basically, there's all sorts of ways that you can get the information. But girl, the point is snag your spot so you don't message me later when you have FOMO and you can't join us. Okay? Now, that being said, I hope to see you in our community, but let's dive into the juicy topic for today. So, instant gratification. I truly believe that one of the contributors to us feeling stuck or behind or even just like unhappy or unfulfilled is the way that we're socialized in the world that we live in. We want this instant gratification in everything that we're working toward. But we fundamentally know that accomplishing things are going to, you know, take us time. It's going to take work. We got to put our reps in. We know that fundamentally. But when you're living in a world where you're socialized to think that things happen quickly, like in your day to day, you don't even realize how unconscious this belief becomes that you want things more quickly. So what happens when things aren't happening as quickly as you want them to? You feel all sorts of crazy, or you doubt yourself, or you throw in the towel proactively. Not you, not this time. So let's dig into that. Think about the way that we're socialized, right? Like you see a TV show and there's a couple and they get into a fight, and we see that fight turn into a resolve situation, maybe even ending with like a steamy sex scene in a 30-minute TV show, which really is like 22 minutes because there's so many damn commercials. That's not real life. We know that, but we're socialized. And honestly, think about those commercials that we see in that 30-minute show. They're trying to grab our attention to have us buy things that are going to give us quicker results in less time, right? That instant gratification that we so much crave and we're socialized to want. And think of even our online shopping experience, right? We want something online. You want it from Amazon? You could get it on your doorstep that afternoon or the next day. And it's so easy. Like I remember, like I was typing in my credit card and Sina, my fiance, was like, how do you have your credit card number memorized? I was like, babe, online shopping. It's just online shopping. I just know this. But even if you don't have your credit card number memorized, Amazon memorizes it for you. It's just in there with your freaking address and your email, and you just click it. And Amazon is just this beast that is only adding to this instant gratification culture, this I want it right now mode. And the underlying message is a little bit dangerous, which is this speed and, you know, instant results mantra that's just being thrown at us constantly. Like, you need this now. You need this yesterday. You need to get this. Otherwise, you're behind. You need to reach this arbitrary milestone at this age. Otherwise, you're behind. All of this is woven into our culture. And when you're socialized that way, it's easy to understand why when you look at your own goals and dreams, you can feel like you're frustrated, and it can be hard to get excited or to stay the course because you feel like you're behind and you wanted this thing now or you wanted this thing yesterday. So it's really important that we understand first that that's a problem in our culture, right? And rather than working against the culture at large, it's just bringing awareness to the ways that it's affecting us in ways that we might not consciously be thinking about. And then we can dig into this ultimate question, which is so important. How can I get more obsessed with the process rather than what the process could produce? And I want to dig into that a little bit with like a kind of a different angle, because I've talked about this concept a lot on the podcast, because truly I think that understanding the enjoyment of the process is a requirement to long-lasting sustained results, and success is so important to talk about. But there's a little bit of a different angle that I want to kind of just have you start thinking about that's been really powerful for me. But first, let's get on the same page. I recognize, and hopefully you can recognize too, that if like poof, a magical genie comes along and they're like, all right, girl, today, all of your dreams that you have for your whole life, all those goals that you have, they can legit come true right now. You tell me you want this wish and poof, I'll get it to you, girl. If that happened to me, I would not want that. It's easy to think that we would want all of our dreams and goals, but I truly would not want everything right now because I wouldn't be able to handle it. I also wouldn't appreciate it because I wouldn't earn it. And I know that I just need time to qualify myself in the process to be able to handle what's coming, to build the habits and the environment and the skills. And honestly, in some situations with some goals, I need to just make the time and raise the necessity or make that thing a priority so I can make that time that would be required in order to achieve that goal. And I just don't have the bandwidth to do that or want to make the bandwidth to do that for all of my goals at the same time. And fun fact, I always think about this. This is the reason why 70% of people that win the lottery lose their money, because they legit just got it overnight. So they don't know how to manage it. Like, it sounds really cool, but like you don't know what to do with it and you didn't earn it. So you don't feel proud of yourself, which is personally why I want to learn how to build income in a steadfast way over time rather than having anything handed to me, right? It's this whole concept that easy robs you of proud. But the point underneath all of that is I know I cannot handle the work associated to maintain and sustain all of my goals and dreams yet. So I don't even have any other choice than to make the process more enjoyable if I want to actually stay after it and help qualify myself to handle what's coming next. So making the process more enjoyable wherever you can is going to give you that stay power. And when you're making that process more fun, you'll also notice that you focus on celebrating the person that you're becoming in pursuit of the goals, and you start to celebrate the little wins along the way. And where I think that's so important is because when you celebrate those little wins, you give yourself this huge source of fuel to keep going for the long haul towards those bigger dreams. And if you don't celebrate and you're constantly just waiting for the next milestone, you don't give yourself an opportunity to feel proud, fulfilled, and excited, which means you'll probably throw in the towel proactively before you even get where you want to go. So we're on the same page about that. But here's the twist on this, the little bit of a different angle, which is while you're making the process more fun, this second question that I've been thinking a lot about comes in, which is, are you willing to delay getting to your goal in order for you to feel the way you want to feel along the way in pursuit of that goal? Let me say that again in case you're, you know, driving on the freeway, you're in Trader Joe's, you just dropped a sock, you're switching laundry, whatever you're doing. Are you willing to delay getting to your goal in order for you to feel the way that you want to feel along the way in pursuit of that goal? Because girl, my secret sauce, I am willing to delay in every single aspect of my life. For example, I want to write a book. I've talked about this on this podcast before. I know maybe you do. A lot of women in our collective community want to write a book, or they're writing books right now, which is so amazing to see them connecting with each other. But for me, I don't want to write the book right now. Part of the reason is I don't want to put the time into it right now, because that time is going to take away from other things. So I will focus on writing a book, but I'm willing to delay that goal because the time doesn't make sense for me right now. It's not a fear thing. It's really just wanting to collect more experience to put in my book, and then also wanting to raise the necessity of investing my time into other things at this point in my career. But I do want to build a global community, right? Which is why I started the collective back in January of 2020. I want to build a community like this. And could I do it faster than I'm currently doing it? Absolutely, I could. But I actually don't want to, because I want the process to be enjoyable, which means I need to feel really connected to the women in my community. I need to be able to listen to them and get feedback and make tweaks and learn how to keep this intimacy and just keep it such high value and bring in powerhouse speakers and make tweaks that they really want to hear, like things that they really want to see from me in this community. And if it blew up overnight, I wouldn't have the ability to do that. And I want to feel excited about each month rather than just when I hit some arbitrary like member goal. Right? So I'm willing to delay that arbitrary member goal in order to feel the way that I want to feel in the pursuit of getting there. And maybe you don't have a business or you're not in the entrepreneurial space. Let me give you like a personal example. This is actually kind of timely. So if we're connected on social media, you might have seen me post that my fiance Sina and I, we've been together for 12 and a half years. Holy moly. We just booked our wedding venue, which we're so excited about. We're getting married in Austin, Texas, April 9th of 2022. So we got a ways to go, but I'm excited that it's finally booked and we're doing this. And, you know, hopefully COVID will be gone by then. And honestly, whatever. Point is, that's not even the point. Point is, we booked this wedding venue, but we had actually booked a wedding venue before, like pre-COVID. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you might know that we actually booked a wedding venue in Southern California, where we used to live in San Diego. We booked it in Temecula, which is a little bit north of San Diego. And not only did we cancel that venue because we didn't want to have as big of a wedding as we initially thought, we kind of got like just pumped up on the hype of getting engaged after being together for so long, and we just impulse booked this venue. But on top of that, we started to think about the process of planning a wedding at that time in our life, which was right as I was about to launch this new company, She Goes. And Sina was trying to figure out some things with his career in dentistry. And we realized that if we decided to get married then, because we thought that we should, we actually wouldn't enjoy the process as much because we didn't want to make it as much of a priority to plan that wedding at that exact time because other things were more important to us then, right? Regardless of what people thought about that. So we canceled it. And looking back, that was a great move because we would have had to cancel it regardless because of COVID. But that's not the point. The point is we were willing to give up that wedding goal at that date and planning it then, because planning it then wouldn't have been as fun as planning it now in this exact stage of our life, in the season that we're in now. So we were willing to delay that. So girl, yes, fall in love with the process rather than what the process could produce, but also ask yourself that question. Are you willing to delay getting to your goal in order to feel the way that you want to feel along the way in pursuit of that goal or that dream or that thing that you're working towards? Because asking yourself that question alone for some of your goals might have some ideas that really come to the surface for you that make the process towards getting there more fulfilling, because you're not having to rush something that doesn't need to be rushed, right? You don't get a prize for getting to some milestone faster in your life. And honestly, is it really that you're going to be so much happier in your life when you get to that goal that you have? Or really, could you be happy now in pursuit of that goal by making the process more enjoyable, by taking some of these expectations and maybe even lengthening out when you're going to get there? Does there need to be a rush? Because some things definitely have a sense of urgency, right? You need that fire under your booty to get after it. And you know what those things are when they need to be, you know, an urgent issue that you need to take charge of. And if so, I've got a ton of podcast episodes. If you're subscribed to this podcast, you scroll on through. I've got a lot of light fire under your booty episodes. But the point here is sometimes like you don't even realize that you're rushing to something for no reason. Why do you need to rush it? Maybe you don't have to. And maybe not rushing to it doesn't mean that you're scared of it. It just means that you're choosing to be intentional, because there is a big difference between putting things off because you're scared, or putting things off because you don't think that you're qualified, or putting things off to wait until you feel ready. You're never going to feel ready. But there's a difference when maybe you're delaying in order to get to that goal so that you can make sure that the process is more enjoyable. And sometimes that's the question to ask yourself. And it's your life, truly. You've got one shot here. And I say that you soak up every juicy day because it matters. We're in this together. I hope to see you in the Collective, girl. It's an amazing community. I would love to have you as part of it. And regardless, I will talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.